When the Mishnah says Neis Kusim, Nideis Ma'arisoson, so what does it deal with? Inide Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. Idikochat Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. Lamed Aleph. Heichad Ameidikochazien. If the Neis Kusim had a menstrual flow, after the Donamet. Because the halacha is, even it's an akis, basyeme, if she has a menstrual flow, of course, it's an abnormal situation, it's an aberration. But if she does, so then she is mitame. So why dafke bnei skusi? Videloika chazien. And if we don't know that she had a flow, didu nameloi. I mean, why, after all, why should we Picheshish for such an unusual thing? Omar Rove Breide Ravache Baravune Omar Avsheshes Hochem Askinum Bistom. We don't know whether she had a flow, she didn't have a flow. The Chidin the Ike Miute the Chazien. There is a mute who have a menstrual flow while they are infants. Is Chayshinon. So we have to be Chayshish. Uman Tane the Chayesh to Miute. Who is that Tane that is cheshish for a mute? Reb Meir is cheshish for a mute. So Rashi says, "Atulid don ame yechazi ba'arison tmeo." The Tane likamon basimechod we need a minayin Talmud leima veyisho. Diki mute yechazi bikatnuson. Chayshinon limiute umitaminon likule ma'arisoson mishum didil mechazi.
Isn't Stavish like Rabbi Meir anyway?
We don't pass like Rabbi Meir. The best raya is that we eat meat. The Gemara in Chum says Rabbi Meir lo yochu bisre. Because how do we eat meat? After all, there is a possibility. There is a treife. But reiv behemes einon treifes. But according to Rav Meir, we have to be cheshish for the mute. So Rav Meir didn't eat any meat. Rav Meir, in the Tanya Kotnu Ktano lechilzim v'loimiyabnin. Divir Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says that Kotnu Ktano cannot be chilitz, and there is no yibn by Kotnu Ktano. Oh, and the Chachomim Achelik. The Achelik, in respect to Yib, in respect to Chlitze, no one is Chelik. Omul Rav Meir Yofo Ma'arto, Shein Chelitzin, Ish Kosu Biparash, Vim Liach Pitzo Ish, Ish Petro Bichlitze, Viloi Koton, Elo Matam Im Yabnin, Leta Biyibn, Viyigdilu, Viyigadu Yachad, in other words, let's say cotton bentes, biosi bie, let him be miyabim. And diktano basgimul shonu yimechot, so biosi bie, let him be misyabemes. Umatam e miyabim. That's what the Chachomim asked. Reb Meir, omalohen, cotton shemoyim tzosoris, ktano shemotim tzailenes. Now, if the Yovel, the brother of the Achiyames, of the deceased, is a soris, so he cannot have any children. So, lav barakome shemu. So, lohokim shem liochit, but he couldn't do it. So when Mitzvah Yab and the Chayn Islandess, she cannot have children. So there couldn't be any Yakom Hashem. V'chivim the Miyabim below Mitzvah, no you say, because actually every case of Yibim should be involved in Yisrael V'Avo. Ish Esach. But it's a special Zos HaKosuf. So the Yisrael Ish Esach was Hutro b'mkeim Yibim. If the brother died without children, so then the Israelish Sach was Hutro, because of the mitzvah of him. But in case the Yovim is a soris, in case the Yivome is an islandess, there is no mitzvah. So the Israelish Sach is not Hutro. If the Israelish Sach is not Hutro, some melee, it's an Isakores. So when the Yovim is a cotton, there is always a possibility when he grows up, he'll turn out to be a soris. And the Yivome Aktane, when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an islandess. So mele, we have to be cheshish for that mute. Even though most men are not sorisim, most women are not islandess, but Reb Meir holds, we have to be cheshish for mute.
You won't find out till they reach
adulthood, yes, adolescence. All of them cotton shemuim to soris. Ktano shemotim to islandess. Vinim to pagan beavo. Nim to pagan beavo shalom mitzvah. Virabonon. But there is such a possibility. Zilbos arube diktanim. Verif tanan lav soris minu. Zilbos arube diktanis. Verif tanis lav islandess nim. All right. אם אדישם אצלי רב מאיר מיעוט די שכיח אבל מיעוט די לא שכיח מי שם אצלי there's a difference between the possibility of a woman turning out to be an islandess, a man turning out as always, all right, it's a mute, but it's not a mute of once, you know, in 100 years. It's a mute that you every time you have such people who are soris. Mashink, in this, the Gemara assumed that an infant, this is such an aberration, that a little girl, like Basiei Mechot, should have a menstrual flow. I mean, it's something that happens once in many years. So that kind of a miut, Reb Meir wouldn't be chayshish. Aber mit li shrech mishamaslei, so the Gemara says, honame miute di shrech. Itani omar Reb Yaisi, maise bin bur, vidiluket imo. Vi omar Rebbe, maise bin shorim, vidiluket imo. So in other words, we see that it's not that it happened once in 100 years. We see that this Tane mentioned such a case, had such a case, and this Tane, in other words, we see that in every generation there are such cases. So mele is considered as a miudishriach. Alright. Now, what does Rabbi Yisi say? Maise bein bul, there's the name of a place. Vidbilu okedem limo. In other words, the mother was a yildes nikevo, so she has to count 14 days yimei tume. And she cannot be tiveles before the 15th day, but then the little girl that she had also had the menstrual flow, and they had to be madbil her too, so they were madbil the little infant before the mother. V'yomar Rebbe Ma'ise v'yishorim v'yukhnoimo v'yomar Rebbe Yisev Ma'ise v'yukhnoimpadise v'yidbilu okedem limo. So we see that we had such cases in different generations and in different places, in Bul and Bishorim and in Bovel. So Mimele is considered Shriach. Kiyam Limo, Yiladis Nikevo Tivelis Liyudalit Ubito Asol Yemul Yamayim Sheneildo Vibiluo Kiyam Limo Mishumaga Truma, ein Bull bei Schorim Erz Israel, pumpe diese Chutzloret. So die Gemara sie kasch, wie schleime die Rebbe Isi und die Rebbe mich im Trumas Erz Israel, elo die Rebbe Isi, lommeli. So we understand why in the case of Rebbe Isi, because that was an Erz Israel, in the case of Rabbi Nachkodesh of Rebbe was an Erz Israel, so truma Erz Israel has to be eaten bitare, not between tome, he cannot eat it, no tome can eat it, so mimele it was necessary to be madbiler, to be madbiler. I mean, even though she was not likely to eat it, such an infant of a few days, but she could touch it, some mele, she could contaminate the truma, but trumas chutzloret does not become contaminated by nigi, trumas chutzloret. So, el ravyeze lomeli vama shmuel, in trumas chutzloret asuro, elo mishetumo yeitza migufe. First of all, any tome other than itumo yeitza migufe is allowed to eat trumas chutzloret. Is allowed to eat trumas chutzloret. And now, but nido is itumo yeitza migufe, was the kashe, but even vis-a-vis itumo yeitza migufe, so it's only also to be eiche, but to touch it is not osa. Like this, Trumas Erz Yisrael, Trumas Erz Yisrael, and so is Midraise, so there is a locher of Mishmeres Trumo Yisai. So it's a Nisa to be Mitame Trumo. It's a Nisa Midraise, it's a Nisa Rese. One is not allowed to be Mitame Trumo, because Mishmeres Trumo Yisai, it's just a Kosov, we have to maintain it in a state of Tar. Mashein King, Trumas Chutzloretz, which is only mit Rabbonon, it's only mit Rabbonon, so then there is no Yisr of Mishmeres Tremesa. Now, some as the Kashe, now the Rambam Pshite is the Truma Bismanase, even Bisman Baisheni, is only mit Rabbonon and Erz Yisrael itself, because there was no Bias Kulchen. There's no Bias Kulchen. No Bias Kulchen, because only a minority of the Jewish people entered out, settled in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. So, and Truma requires Bias Kisoveyu, Bias Kulchan. This is the Rambam Shidi. So, and still we say that Old Meim are not allowed, Eitome is not allowed to touch it, but it's not Midraise. The answer is, call the ticken Rabbonon kein der Reise ticken. Call the ticken Rabbonon kein der Reise ticken. So Trumas Chutzloret should also be have the same aloche, but that's no kasha. Because even though Trumas Erz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, is only in the Rabbonon, and Trumas Chutzloret is in the Rabbonon, but there is a difference between, in the Rabbonon itself, there is a difference between Trumas Erz Yisrael and Trumas Chutzloretz. Even though both are in Rabbonon. Chutzloretz, the afroshe of Trume in Chutzloretz is of course the Rabbonon. And the afroshe of Trume bizman hazeh in Erz Yisrael is also in the Rabbonon. But there is a big difference. Why is there a big difference? Insofar as the Din Truma is concerned. Because in regard to the Yisr of Tevel, there is a difference between an Isas Erz Yisrael and an Isas Truma. And I'm sorry, an Isas Chutzloretz. Now, the Gemara in Beitze, but the same aloha applies to Truma also, because Chale and Truma is the same thing. In other words, let's say in Erz Yisrael, if as long as you're not mafrish chale from the iso, from the dough, so the dough is tevel. And if somebody will partake of the dough, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, as man of the Bais Rishon, when challah was midraisa. So if somebody would eat of the dough before the challah was taken off, he would be chayev misibli shamayim, like an echel tevel. So it's the same thing, challah and truma. So now, challah se'Eretz Yisrael, in Bizman Baisheni, so the Gemara says, that's true according to everybody, that it was only in the Rabbanon, because challah certainly requires bias kulchem. The Rambam Shiti is, the truma also requires bias kulchem. The truma also requires bias kulchem. But challah, according to everybody, that's the Gemara in Lidei, Gemara in Ksuvez, Daf Chavov, that challah requires bias kulchem. Challah requires bias kulchem. So the Gemara in Beitze says, Chalas chutz loretz, Eichil v'hilich v'hakei mafesh. That chalas chutz loretz, which is in the Rabbanon, so one is allowed to keep on eating from the dough, and then at the end, he takes off a small piece of chal. That's only in chalas chutz loretz. But In Chalas Eretz Yisrael, even Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Baisheni, which is only in the Rabbanon, there is no heter of Eichel Vehilich Vahakim Afrish. There is no heter, because Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reise Tikkun. So what difference does it make? The Reise, the Rabbanon. It's also there. There's a Nisa Tevel. The question is, so why is Chalas Chutz Loretz different? So we see from that when Chachomim were misakein a chiyuv of taking Chale from a Nisa of Chutz Loretz, when the Chachomim were misakein to take off Trumes or Maisres in Chutz Loretz, so it's only in regard to the mitzvah of Rosh, because there are two separate aloches. Two dinim. One din is until you take off Trumas or Maisres, until you take off Chale, so it's devil. And then there is a mitzvah, we make a broche, an afroshas Chale, an afroshas Trumas or Maisres. So there is a mitzvah. And so Mele, when the Chachomim were misakein in Chutz Loretz, hafroshe, they are only misakein in regard to the mitzvah of Hafroshi. But in regard to the Issa Tevu, they want misakein. And that's the reason as to why it's Echel V'Helech V'Hakei Mafrish. Echel V'Helech V'Hakei Mafrish, because if there had been an Issa Tevu with Rabbon, how is it possible to keep on eating before you take off the challah? So you eat Tevu. As a matter of fact, many years ago, about 53 years ago, so a certain Rav, I can mention his name because he was a big London and he was a tzaddik. I mean, he was Misa Nefesh himself for every Ketzi Shel Yud. Now he had the Hashgoche over, it still exists, Sunshine crackers. So he made a living from it, sunshine crackers. And he was a mashgiach, and he did his work be'emunah. He did his work be'emunah, and he watched everything. Now, he wanted to take off challah from the rolls, from the challah, from the bread, from everything. But the foreman, the boss, wouldn't let him. He wanted it to be kosher. That he wanted. That was good for his business. But challah, he never heard of such a thing. He didn't let him take off challah. So he wanted to give up his job. After all, he's a mashgiach. So in other words, he guarantees, he represents this to be muter. So, and there is no challah. So no chal is taken off. So he wanted to give up his job. How will he make a living? All right. And it was coming tough. He can't. So my father told him he doesn't have to give up the job. It's not his responsibility. Because chalas chutz loretz, eichel vehilich v'hakeim africh. So that means that there is no isatev. Because if there had been an isatevo and it's a achile, so how can he keep on eating and then be mafrish? So it's a raya that chalas chutz loretz, which is in the Rabbanon, and chalas arts is oil bismaze is also in the Rabbanon. There is no bias chulchan, but there is a basic difference. Chalas arts is oil bismaze is the Rabbanon, but called the tikkun Rabbanon kind the raise tikkun. So now the Rabbanon level, so chalas the same dinim as chalas the raise in Bais Rishon, except that this is the Rabbanon. Mashein ke chalas chutz loretz, the chachomim wonat misakein and misatel. Only a mitzvah. Upon whom is the mitzvah incumbent? Upon the boss. Rav Gorman, my father told Rav Gorman, you're not responsible for all the mitzvahs of your boss. Are you responsible for the putting on of tefillin? That's a mitzvah that rises every day. And your boss is mevatel that mitzvah. You're not responsible.
You are.
You're not responsible. All right. Yes, sir. So he says, so it's not you only represent that it's mutabachil. If you had been in Eretz Yisrael in Ochaname, you would have to give up the job because then you would be machshel as a rabbi. But young chutz loretz, it's not your achrayes. It's not your achrayes. I mean, that's what. So I think that this is the teretz, you see. Why do we say in Trumas Chutz Loretz Asura Mishetumo Yeitze Migufei? Why? Because it's Rabban. But according to the Rambam, so Truma Bismanazein Eretz Yisrael is also in the Rabban, even by Yisheini. And there it is also. The answer is, so what if it's in the Rabban? Call the Tikkun Rabbanon in the Reise Tikkun. That's Ligabei Trumas Eretz Yisrael, where the Yisar Tevel is the same as when it is midrash. So mele the trumo also has all the dinim. Mashein kinli gabe chutz loretz, where the tevel is an altogether. There is no tevel. There is no tevel. Even without taking off the trumo, there is no isa tevel. You're allowed to eat it, and you can keep on lechatchila, keep on eating. And then leave one little bit as trumo and fine, and you have no aveir whatsoever. If you don't leave anything, so yamivatul echiyuv drabon. Echiyuv drabon. So mimele, we cannot apply the concept, the principle of kol d'tikun rabonon kein d'raisetik. Years later, I was looking through the tshuves in the Mishkan Es Yaakov. So I noticed there in Tshuva Mishkanes Yaakov in Yodei that one of the gdelim of the contemporaries of Rabbi Yankele Kalina, who was a Talmud of Chaim Voloshiner, so he wrote to Rabbi Yankele Kalina discussing this Gemara in Beitze, in Pcheres of Chalas Truma Eichel Veilich. Isas chutz loretz, I'm sorry, not chasson. Isas chutz loretz, eichel veilel hakim afrish. So what tether is it? So it's tevel. So he said what my father said, that the chachomim were not misaken in isa tevel. That's why only mitzvah. V'akein eilel hakim aivah, v'akim afrish. Hakim afrish. So, but Rabbi Yankele Kalina, surprisingly, so he says no, he doesn't think so, that there is no isatevel, but that there is an isatevel, but the tikkun is effective with mafreya, and that's very strange. I mean, how can there be a tikkun with mafreya? How can there be a tikkun mafreya? Even if we say brere, so it's only when there was a snoye at the very outset, lukshani osit lahafreis. So then it has retroactive effect. But when there is no asnoye at the very outset, how can there be a tikkun ho yisal mafreya? So it's more mistaber the way of the sheyel wrote Rabbi Yankan. Alright. Now, so the question is, why did they have to be madvil the infant, the little girl? She was not going to eat it, but she might touch it. But it's muta bin gie. Thomas was Lord. The Tanya will yechalu es kochet ne Yisrael asher yorimu la dishem le rabbi yises asoch ves asho yisem. Now, first in the mayor. Ayikoch of Beis, Posik Yudalit, Tesvov, Tesayin. Vishki Echo Kedesh Bishgogo, what does that mean in reference to? Truma. Vyosaf Hamishos Eolo, Vinoson Lakenes Akedesh. If somebody, if Izak eats Truma, so he has to pay Keren and Chemesh. Vilichalalu es Kochibne Israel, Is Hashiorimu Adishem. So, that even somebody who anoints himself, if he's that, anoints himself with Trumo, he's also Chai V'Chinish. Chinish. Or if somebody, if he's Zah, drinks Trumo, Nadavke Eichel Trumo. She's a Lomelikosh, Sivacho Achille. So there's a general principle. Elo le Rabbis is a Soch Kishes. The Tzicha is Kisi. Now let's see the Rashi. V'lichalu B'parshes Azoras Tmein B'Trumoxim. The rabbi is a soch, bichlal, bikochin, loyechal, adashayito, siye bichlachile, dichsi, viochalto masregoncho, tereishcho, vizerecho, viochalto tereishcho, what is tereish? Tereish is wine. Wine you drink. You don't eat wine. And still, the Torah says, viochalto. So it's a raye that siye bichlal, achile. Tiresh chamru v'kor le'achile. All right. V'boi yisim mihoche. V'atobi kamayim b'kirbei u'chishemen b'atzmeiso. V'shemen b'atzmeiso. So mele, there is an analogy between mayim b'kirbei, which involves siye, and shemen b'atzmeiso, which involves siche. So from that, we can learn out that siche is kisiye. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim Momi Sakein that Ibnois Kusim so are Nidis Marisos. Marisos. Why? Because there is such a possibility. According to Rameya, we have to be Cheshishin for a meal. So the Gemara's Kashi is Monefshech. If we have to be Cheshish, even for a meal, so Babnes Yisrael. We should also be chayshish. Every infant, we should not let an infant touch truma. You don't ame, so the Gemara gives a teres. Anan didar shinon isho veisho, because the Torah says in Vayikra, shivas Even though it says Zovo, but that doesn't have reference to his Zovo. But it has reference to Inido, Yiminido. She is Zovo. Why do the Torah say Veisho? The Vov is superfluous. The Torah could say Veisho Kisiyah Zovo. Why do the Torah say Veisho? So we learn out from that that even an infant, Bas Yeime, if she has a menstrual flow, so she's Mitame. So in Mele, Anandashion Yisho Visho Vichazian Mifreshalu, Louis Gazra Barabon, Inuli Dasha, but the Kusim, they don't accept that. So even if the infant had a menstrual flow, they think it's nothing. She's not male. Is Gozra Rabon. Yochad Chayish Lemute, the Don Amelit Mekulem, Alitame Kulem Arisoson, Isha Vishal Rabistano, Ki Miforesh Mifreshalom Maga Kochi, Veisho Kisi Ezovo, Benidem Historico, Tersif Shivasion Tia Benidos. So the Gemara's Kashi was, why did Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef require that this little girl, this infant, should go tefillah. Go tefillah. Why? I mean, Chumas Chutz Loretz, she's allowed to handle. The answer is because they wanted the truma to be used on the infant in anointing her. In anointing her.
Baby oil.
Now, anyway, so the Gemara mentions here the halacha of Sicha Kisiyah. Sicha Kisiyah. Now, we'll learn the Teisves of Hashemen Batz Meisa first. I have a reason for it, because that has to do with the Pshat and the Gemara. Pshat and the Gemara. And then we'll learn the other things. Ochishem and Batzmeis, Vim Tema, the Mikore Maise Minatele, the Oda Maise Asmachte. First, the Gemara mentions the Posik of the Torah. A posik of the Torah that is a drashig mure that Sicha Kisiyah lichal es kochim neyisroel asher imo Hashem lerabi is asok. And then the Gemara mentions the posik in Tilim that deals biklole gabi roshe koe. It doesn't deal with dinim of Trumah. He just, Vatove, the expression is, Vatove kamayim bikirbe yochishem and basmeis. The Ferik Rabakive, Pnan, the Sichabim Akipurim, Moser. How do we know that this is an asmachte? Maybe it's also Rosh Hashanah. The Pesuk in Tehillim, it doesn't deal with Trumah, but anyway, there seems to be a correspondence, an analogy between Mayim Bikirbi and Shem Batzmeizov, so that's it, Roshik Muret. So he says, no, because the Gemara in Shabbos says in so many words, the Sichem Yakipurim Osea, Aval Pi. Why? Because we learn out that Sia is Osan Yakipurim. So Mele Sicha is Kisie, Aval Pi Shin Raya Lidovo, Zeicha Lidovo, Shinema Avatoik Mayim Bikirbi. So the Gemara says, Ein Raya Lidovo, only Zeicha Lidovo. So it's a raya that it's not a droshig mur. Veim Rabbeinu Tam. Veim Rabbeinu Tam dikodu yichalu nam hasmach dehum. It lichalu is also an asmach. Yifiri kan isrofim. Darshinu menei di tevel b'misi. In Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, so the more learns out that Eichel Tevel is chayev misi shemayim. Eichel Tevel is chayev misi shemayim. Even though the Torah does not spell out explicitly Miseb Shamayim Ligabi Tevel, all the Torah says, so from that Gemara it appears that the Posik V'lichal V'skotchik Ne'Yisroel is Asherorimu Lad Hashem V'yishiois V'yisioison Avin Ashmo Be'ochlo Meskotcheyem Kani Ad Hashem Mikachom has reference not to Trumo but to Tevel, because the Gemara says here the Torah mentions V'lichal in respect to Tevel. And by Trumo, there is also a chiyuv misa b'shamay, and here the Torah uses the Loshem V'liyichalalu, and by Trumo the Yichalalu is mentioned. So just as by Trumo, if Izar eats Trumo, is Chayiv Misa Shamayim, so here by Tevel, anyone, Zar or Kehen, doesn't make any difference, eats Tevel, is also Chayiv Misa Shamayim. So we see from that Gemore that the Posek of Lichal is Kochiv Ni Yisroel is Asher Rimul Ad Hashem, has reference to Tevel. The Ferek HaNisrofin Darshim Nei Tevel Limise ופר כמה דסבוכם מטר שליט ראש האחריטה ומדרייסה להווה סוך כשייסה סוך כשייסה. So in other words, so this הלוכה סוטייס ושיטה is that if Izar will anoint himself with Shemesh al Trumo, he will not be chayev, he will not be Iver and Isadarais, and of course he will not be chayev Misi B'Shamayim, and if he'll do it B'Shege, it will not be Chayiv Kiyam L'Chemish. Even though the Gemara says here, L'Yichal Eskotchim Yisrael Sherim Rad Hashem L'Rabi Yisrael Asoch V'Sasheise, but it's an Asmach. It's also an Asmach. It's an Asmach. Oh, some Mele, there is no Kashe as to why the Gemara, after mentioning the droshe of Yichalu, mentions the droshe of Atovik Amayim B'Kirbi Hashem and Batz Meisa. This kasha was, one is the droshe Gemara, that is Asmachte. No, this is also an Asmachte. Also an Asmachte. Umid Reis, Rabbi Soch Kishis, Yichin Lima Kippurim, it's not also Umid Reis, Sikhe. Only achir see there is a machlekes rishonim on that, whether all the five inuim are osam midraise, or only achir see is osam midraise. Teis v'shiti is that only achir see is osam midraise, and the other inuim, chitze, sicha, and the sandal, so he's only osam midrabo. V'teida that it's not osam midraise, then chayovim kores, aleichol v'sheis v'ruvat. V'omanam v'ferik basra yume. If he has sores in his head, if he didn't know something that I said, there wouldn't be any heter just because he has sores. Veidim Rav Netam, the Davke Sicha Shemen Asmich Rabonacho, Vosam Rabon, Avol Sicha Shal Shemen Chazir, Vishal Chilev, Ishar Ye. So then, so Rav Netam says two aloches. One is that even Shemen by Trumo is only Osam Rabon. Only Osea is only Osam Rabon. Is only Osam Rabon. And then he says that even Midrabon So Sikha Kisiyeh, we only apply to Sikha Shem. We don't apply it to other Sikhas. Only to Sikha Shem. Davki Sikha Shem Asper Rabbi Akob Asam Rabbon, Agul Sikha Shem Shum Chazir, Vishal Chilev, Shariye. Uferi Kol Shor Omar, Haminiyah Chilev Shal Shira Nisko, Al Gabi Mako Seipo Tera Volo Seru, Mishim Yosam Anoye. Mashma, Aval Chilev Dalme, only Shal Shira Nisko. But regular Chilev, you can anoint, put it on the goof. That's anointing. That's Sikha. Sikha. But Sikha is Kisiyeh. Sikha is Kisiyeh. Kisiyeh. So it's a raya. So it's a raya that only Shemet we say Sikha Kisiyeh. Not other Sikhas. Only Sikha Shemet. Childalma, Filisura, like, yes. What?
The Shema to a head,
yeah.
Yom Kippur is not Rafua.
So what?
Was it not Rafua on Yom Kippur like a Shabbos?
All right, but Chil Shem Bisakone.
Yeah.
So many Rishim say, Chil Shem Bisakone, many Rishim say, and we are neig heta, the Maise. So before his muta. Before his muta. The Arishim will say, the Shchnoch mentions both this. The Arishim will say, that only a chilish is a con is mutabil for a chilish is a con not. So these rishim hold that all shmusim are not muta for a chilish is a con. But many rishim say that all shmusim are muta for a chilish is a con. So mainly the shmus of refui also. And then even according to rishim will say that chilish is a con is osir in shmusim and refui. But there are situations where Rifui is muta. Rifui is only osea if it is something that is only done by people for a sick person. But a person in good health never does it. But if a person in good health also does it sometimes, so then even a chile can, for example, one is allowed to take on Shabbos vitamins. Why? Even if he's a chile. He has a certain ailment. It's not a chile, just a nichush barome. So he's allowed to take it. Why? Because the average persons who have no ailment also do it. When is refui osea? If it is nikah, that it's taken for an ailment. But if it is something that Ibori also does, then even someone who does it for an ailment is also allowed to do it. Now, to you, Shemen, so many people who are in excellent health, just because of aesthetics, of what, I don't know, because in order to have a good fragrance, or so do it. So Mele, even one can apply it on his sotu. Right, anyway, Teza Shiti is that Sikha Kisiyeh is only the Rabbanon, that's number one, not Midraise, and even Midrabbanon, it only applies to Shemen, it doesn't apply to other fluids, only to Shemen. Yeah, now, so the Gro is Chelik and Teisus. The Gro Shiti is that Sikha Kisiyeh applies to every fluid. To every fluid. And to all Isurim. To all Isurim. All Isurim, there is Aloche Midrabon of Sikha Kisiyeh. All Isurim. Now, according to the Gro, so one is not allowed to use soap that is made from chilev. You know, some soaps are made from chilev. Chilev is not also banoye, it's only osea bachile. But since it's siche, so mele it is osea mirava. But his shite is that only Sicha Shemet, no other thing, no other thing. Now, but and Teisa Shita is that this aloche so that's only a smacht. So mele, it's only osam de rabo. To be for his za, to be soch shemish al tumo. But he will not be chayev chemish. Now the Rambam shite, the Rambam is chayev. The Rambam says in so many words. Kudalev milches trumes halochal. Hatrumo nitenes lachile ulisie ulisiche. Shasiche hikisie. Shenema vatovei kamayim bikirbei uchishemem beatzmeizum. Vasie bechlachile. Lechel dovoshedarke lechel. Vilishteis dovoshedarke lishteis. Viloseich dovoshedarke loseich. Yosich Yain the Chemetz, Avul Sochu is Hashem and Atoy, or Mother is Atome, Vizdewa. So he says, the Trumo is Nitenes Lachile Lisie Lisiche. Then, in Perkyut halacha beis. So first, let's see what the Rambam says in halacha aleph. Perkyut halacha aleph. Zor shochel truma bishgogo mishalim keren vechemesh. Aval pi sheyedea shei truma vishumuzar aleo. Aval yoda im chayv lo misim lav harei zu shgogo umishalim keren vechemesh. אחד איכל דבר שדרכי לאחר, ואחד השעיסי דבר שדרכי להשתעיס, ואחד הסוך דבר שדרכי לא שייך. So the Rambam is really can this. He says, he's חייב קרן וחימש, that means he's in the rice. If it had been in the Rabbonon, there wouldn't be a חימש. ואחד הויכי שנאמר ויחלו את קודשי בני ישראל, לרבי זה הסוך. He even mentioned the drosh. He mentions the drosh, so he's chilek on this. Ve'echod ho'eichel trumoteiro itmeo bishgogo mishalim keren v'chemesh. Ve'inechayev v'chemesh at she'eichel kazayis, shenema ke'eichel kiddish bishgogo. Ve'inachila, ve'inachilo p'chuso mikazayis. U'chishem she'achila struma bikazayis, kach siye bikazayis. So we see that the Rambam is chilek on thesis. The Rambam is chilek on this. Now, Tesis says, mentions a very strong right. Tesis mentions a very strong right. That because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that beginner learns out to exere shove, the toichel tevel, zaroke and ischayv nishamay, exere shove from yichalalu, eskotchid ni Yisrael. So that means that the posik of yichalalu has reference not to echel, to zar sheichel kumo, but it is reference to Echel Tevel, Zar or Nadza, okay, Echel Tevel. That's the Isvis Raya. And the strange thing is that the Rambam himself in Perkyut, also in Sivram Mitzvahs, I don't have the Sivram Mitzvahs here, but the Rambam in Perkyut of Macholas Asures, פרקיוד מלכס מחורס אסורס הלוכה יוטס הטבל כיצד what's this הטבל קולי חייל שהוא חייב להפריש ממנו תרומו ומייסרס קידים שיפריש ממנו נקרא טבל ועושה לאחר ממנו שנאמר ולו יחלו את קודשי בני ישראל איס אשר שיורים עולד השם כי לימה לו ינהגו בהן מן הכחון ועדיין קודשים שעשידין לירס ליסורים ולא יהום How do we know that this posik has reference to Tevel? Has reference to Tevel. After all, the posik before deals with Trumo, not with Tevel. V'ish ki'echel kiddish b'shgogo v'yosef chamishosi olov v'noson lakenes ha'kiddish. So why do we say that posik tesvov, which immediately follows upon posik yudalet, deals with Tevel? The answer is because the Torah says, "V'liyachalu es kochid Yisrael, eis asher yorimu l'adishem." Yorimu, that is, that they are going to be married. That's future, that's osit. Why osit? If it deals with Trumo, why eis asher yorimu? That they will, in the future, be married. So obviously, it has reference, posik tesvov, has reference to Tevel. So that's why you're not allowed to eat it, because the trumo that they are going to take off to be mafrish is in the crop. That's why you're not allowed. That's why the Torah uses the Losh Nosi. Oh, so the Rambam, where is the Rambam smoke here? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pigimo, the same Gemara that he has mentioned. So the Rambam himself mentions that the love of the Yechalu as Kochet Yisrael has reference to Tevel, not to trumo. So how can the Rambam mention this? How can the Rambam mention in Perikyud Milchas Trumo? The same posik ligabe zar shesoch shemen shal Trumo that is chayev keren v'chaymesh. How can the Rambam say Zor shoch perikyud milches trumes Zor shoch utrumo mishgo mishan keren v'chemesh Echot eichu dobo shedark l'echol V'chadash yiri dobo shedark l'ishteis V'echot asor dobo shedark l'oseich Shenem avu yichalu es kochet mi Yisroel Rabbis is asor Rabbis is asor There's a kashi Anyway, we see that the Rambam is chelik antefis And the Rambam holds the tzicha kisiyeh Poches Ligabi Trumo is the rice. Sirekistie is the rice. Is the rice. Not like this, it's Rasmachte, it's only in Rabba. But it's the rice. Now, but the Kashi is, how can the Rambam say it's the rice? Why is it Rosh Gemure? But the Gemore in Sanhedrin that Pegimu applies it to Tevel. The Rambam himself mentions that love Ligabi Tevel. Not ligabe eichel trumo. Not ligabe eichel trumo. Let's say eichel trumo, so there's another love. Where is the love? Uchol zar li eichel kedesh. There's the love of eichel trumo. But here he mentions ligabe soch kesheise. Soch kesheise. So, there is a teretz by my uncle. Revealed in the Sefer at the end, in a letter to someone. But the same teretz I heard from my father, Zechino Levracha. So the way I'll mention the way I heard it from my father. I mean, it's the same teretz, essentially the same. But there might, in little details, in a few details, the details, there might be a difference. There might be a difference. Now, so both my father and Revealed, they say, that the halacha of sicha kisiyeh, according to the Rambam, so it's not an asmacht. Of course it's not an asmacht. It's a drosha gemurah. But according to the Rambam, the halacha of sicha kisiyeh does not imply that that Maise Siche is considered like Maise Siye. The Aloche of Siye B'Chalachile implies that Maise Siye is Mamesh Maise Achile. When one drinks, it's considered a Maise Achile. It's considered a Maise Achile. Because of that Aloche, all those things were the Torah Asas Achile. Suppose you liquefy it and you drink it in a liquid state, so you are also even the same Nisra. Let's say Chilev. Let's say Chilev is a Nisra Achille. Nivele is a Nisra Achille. Let's say Chilev. Kol Nivele. Or Treif, Bosa Basura Treif, or Nisra Chilev. Suppose Lo Yochil Chomets or Achille. But suppose he liquefies it. You know, everything can be changed into a liquid state. And he drinks it. Is there the same lab? Why? Because Siyah Bechol Achille. So the halacha of Siyah Bechol Achille implies that Maise Siyah is synonymous with Maise Achille. Sichek is Siyah does not imply that Maise Sichek is synonymous with Maise Siyah. Siyah is Siyah. And Sichek is not in Maise Siyah. It's not in Maise Siyah. Vorai, no one will say. Let's say, the Rambam will also be made there. That if a Zahar be mazid, the Rambam only says, a Zahar, if a Zahar be shegek, will be soch, shemen shal trumo, he'll be chayef keren v'chemish. Just like a Zahar that is sheise, yayin shal trumo is chayef keren v'chemish. But the Rambam doesn't say that if a Zahar is soch, shemen shal trumo be mazid, he's chayef mishu l'shamayim. That the Rambam. The Rambam is almost explicitly mentioned that the Bimezi, there is no Chiyuv Misil Shamayim. There is no Chiyuv Misil Shamayim. Why not? Sichek is here. So why is there a difference between the Aloche of Keren V'Chemesh B'Shegek? We apply the Aloche of Sichek is here. And the Aloche of Misil Shamayim Bimezi, we don't apply the Aloche of Sichek is here. The answer is, I heard from my father, and Rav will say the same thing, that the aloche of Sicha Kisiyah does not imply that Maise Sicha is synonymous with Maise Sicha. It's only aloche in the Chefze. Vatovei kemayim bikirbi uchishemen batzmeisa. So the Pasuk in Tehillim makes an analogy between the water that is swallowed by a person and that comes into the insides of the person, and the shemen that is rubbed, that is applied on the atzmos, on the body of the person. So the analogy is nechefzi. In other words, the daloch of Sicha Kisiyah implies that the consumption, when a person drinks, so the fluid, the mashke, is consumed. That's a certain form of consumption, drinking. And when a person anoints himself or herself with shemen, so there is also consumption of the shemen. So the aloch of Sicha Kisiyah only implies that in the chefze, the consumption, the same consumption that is realized in the chefze of a mashke when it is used for drinking, so the same consumption al-pedin is realized when shemen or anything is used in anointment, in the chefze. Vatovei kimayim bikirbei uchishemen vatzmeis. There is an analogy. Two kinds of consumption. One consumption is a consumption that is realized in the form of siyeh, by being swallowed, and another consumption is realized in the form of siche, by being applied on the body. So in the chefze is the same thing. And there's the posseg of Vatovei, ki shemen bikirbi, ki shemen Och amen gemein bekirbi och schemen was mist. Now, the Loshna Rambam is the Loshna Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Trumois. Haloch Aleph Hatrumo nitenes lachile ulisie ulisiche שהשיחה היא כשיחה, שנאמר ותובי כמיים בקיר בי, וכשמם בעצמי זו. So what does the Rambam mention it? In regard to nitten, because by trumo there is a loche of nitten. What's the pshat nitten? In other words, just as trumo, when it's eaten by zah, so it's love, love, malkes, misin shamayi, terrible avere. So the same trumo, when it's eaten by a kayen, kimitzvose, there's a kima mitzvah. When a kayen eats trumo, so the aloch has to say broche. Like a Jew, when he puts on tefillin, says a broche. So whenever a kayen eats trumo, he says a broche, so there's a kima mitzvah. What's the kima mitzvah? Because trumo is nitn lachir, for kehanim, not for Zarim Chas V'Shon, but for Kehanim Trumo is Nitenes Lachir. A similar din is true of Shviz. You see, Shviz is also Nitin, to be Nechal in certain ways. Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is Nitin, there are all kinds of alokas in the Mishnayis in Maisa Sheni. How Maisa Sheni is to be eaten? It's not to be eaten just the way you want to eat. Because my sashini Yerushalayim is a kima mitzvah lifnei Hashem lekecho, so it is nitn lachir. So how is it nitn? Trumo is nitenes lachir, and it's nitenes lisie, and it's nitenes lisiche shasiche yikisie leachil dovashedarki leachil vilishteis dovashedarki lishteis. In other words, let's say trumo. Grapes, anovim, shel trumo. So, it's dovo shedarki leachir. So, mele, he has to eat it. But then, if he will, if he will, let's say, liquefy the grapes. I don't mean, you know, just squeezing out the juice, but liquefy. Everything can be turned, can be changed into a liquid state, and eat it in a liquid form. He will not be mekayim the mitzvah of trumo nitenes lachile, because the Rambam says leachil dovash edarki leachil. So if it is in a solid state, you have to eat it. So it's nitenes to be eaten in a solid state. If it's wine, lishteis dovash edarki lishteis. Suppose he can solidify the wine. It's a very simple process. So then he'll be mevatel the mitzvah if they can. Because the mitzvah is to eat it the way it's eaten. How is it eaten? The derech of people is to eat it in a solid form. So the can, to be mekayim the mitzvah, has to eat it in a solid state. If it is in a liquid form, it's wine, and the derech of people is to drink it, so if the kayan will solidify it, he'll eat. He'll solidified wine. There is such a thing. Solidified wine. So he'll be mevatel the mitzvah.
How do you solidify wine?
Well, I'm not a scientist, you'll ask a scientist. You see, so but everything can be changed in three forms. In a solid, in a liquid, and in a gaseous state. So it's haloch initen. Hatrumo nitenes lachir ulisie ulisiche. Sheasiche hi kisie. Shenema vatovi kamayim bishir Hashem batzmeisa. He doesn't mention this gzeres hakosov in respect to maises siche, but in respect to nit, in the heft. In other words, the consumption of siche is synonymous, halpidin, with the consumption of siche. It's the same kind of consumption, but in the maise, different maises. Siche is siche. Siche is a maise achile, and And siche is not a maizache. Vorai, there is, if somebody soch, and in kippe are even the rishenim who say that it's also midraise, but it's not chayv kores. If somebody drinks and in kippe, he is chayv kores. Why? Because maize is maizache, but maize siche is not synonymous with maize. See, it's only in the Hefze. Hatrumon itenes lachile ulisie ulisiche. She asiche itisie. She nema vatovi kamayim bikirbei uchishemen batsmeison. And that's the pshat in the other drosh also. Because here, now we'll soon discuss the kash of tesis, the riot of Mos and Eder. But from this Gemore, it appears that the posik of the Chalu eskotchit me Yisroelis asher olimu ladishem has reference to Truma, to Truma, to Truma. So here, the Pshat is Lichal was Kochet Ni Yisrael Zashir Vimul Adishem because of Sikha Kisi, which is Aloch in the Chepse. And what does it mean Lichal was Kochet Ni Yisrael Zashir Vimul Adishem? So because Truma is Nitenes, Likihan, Lech Udavash Dorkid Leachil, Lishtis dav dovoshe darke lishtis. Loser da dovoshe darke. Dovoshe darke loser. Dovoshe darke loser. Dovoshe darke loser. But so some mele. Now let's say Shemen is the tennis to be used for siche and the body by a king. But suppose he has wine of Truma, the Kehen, and he'll decide he wants to use it for ointment. The wine, I mean, he has a certain taste for it. To use wine for ointment, if the Kehen will use wine for ointment, he'll be mevatel the essay of meat, because the wine, what is the derech of people to use wine as an ointment? No, as a drink, to drink it. So it's dovash darke lishtei, so mele it's nitten li mitzvoso to be used in siye. In siye. So when the Torah says, v'lichal eskotchit mi Yisrael, what does it mean lichal? They should not abuse. Chilul means abusing. In other words, a zar should not abuse the Truma, because it's nitten to be used, it's nitten for a Kehen to be used. Dovashidarke lechel, dovashidarke lishteis, dovashidarke loseich. So if a Zar uses it in the way it is nitten for a Kehen, so he abuses it, he profanes it. V'yichal eskotchit ni Yisrael, because that is a of v'yichal eskotchit ni Yisrael is based upon the Hefze, the consumption of the Hefze, inasmuch as there is a mitzvah for Ikeen to consume Trumo in certain ways. Lechel dovashe darke lechel, lishtis dovashe darke lishtis, loser dovashe darke loser. That's the nitten. It's nitten for consumption to be consumed. It's nitten. It's nitten to be consumed by Ikeen. If Izar does it, he abuses the nitten. So he's either the Iser of the Chalos Kachim Yisrael. So here we apply the aloche of Sikha Kisiyeh. But aloche of Sikha Kisiyeh is in the Chepze, not in the Maise Sikha. That Maise Sikha is like Maise Kisiyeh. And that's the difference between the chiyuv misid shemayim for a mezid and the chiyuv keren v'chemesh for a sheik. The chiyuv misid shemayim or malkes for ichel, for zar sheichel trum v'mezid, there it's not based upon the abusing the nitten, but upon the mayis achil. So shesiyevich achil, but sicha is not. It's not the Maizeh, and the Mele is not the Maizeh, so he's not in the love of Chalzol Yechel Kedesh. chulzol yichol tirish. Because there is no mais achile, there is no mais isir. Masha'inkin, the iser of that is implicit in the posik of lichalos kochet mi Yisrael, that's based upon the consumption of the chatzit. In other words, because truma is needing to be consumed, the chefze of truma is needing to be consumed in certain ways. Lechol davashadakil ochel, lishnis davashadakil lishnis, losel davashadakil osech. Some really, if a zara profanes it, it's not needing for him to be consumed. So he's able, that is. But the question is, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Rambam in Luchas Machos Asures says in so many words that the love of Luchalos Kochim Yisrael has reference to Tevel. Yud Nuches Machores Asures Haloche Yutes Hatevu Keitzat Kolechil Shul Chayv Afkis Menu Trumu Mais Reskin Shi Afkis Menu Nikro Tevu Veosel Lechom Imenu Shene Rechalos Koshim Yisrus Asher Gimla Dishem Kelim Alin Hagu Bemina Kchum Vatayim Kochim Shasidim Litorem Veloihum Des Asher Gimu. So that's the raya that he deals with Tevel. Ve'eichil kazayis ma'tevel kidin shi'afas menu trumak dilu trumas ma'is ha'chayiv misim yishamayim she'olechal eskotchim yisroel v'yishua yisom avin ha'ashmo. But the Gemara here Nida says that this deals with the zah she'ochel trumo mishal mikar mechimesh. I mean, or soch shemesh al trumo. All right, so Teisu says, it's an asmachte. But the Rambam says, it's not an asmachte. Now, this is one thing. I am not sure that I heard it from my father. So, maybe that point, I didn't hear from my father. But just a supplement to what my father said, and to what Ravel says. Ravel says something else, I am not clear what he says on that. In answering that kash. But I think that the pshat is as follows. I mentioned many times in the shul that there are many lavim which primarily has referenced one isa, but another isa is nichla in it. So then malkes there is for the isa that is primarily implicit in that love. What it means primarily? The Pshutish Omiko. That's how the Rambam explains it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs several times. Because in Mikro Yesem the Pshutish. But, Kamu Mashmoyes Latero. So there is the Drosh also. So suppose, now, let's say, there is a love. I mentioned it many times in the shul, and that's a very basic yisod. Kisotso Aliya Yomim Rabim Lilochim Oleo Lisofso Luisashri Seitso Lindeachol of Garzen Gimenu Seichel Veisi Lisichreis Kyodom is a soul of the Ramotza. The love of Baltashris, who is referred to Baltashris, even though the Loshna Posik is not Baltashris, but Luisashris. the reason as to why we say Baltasher might be because Kol Psuket Lepaskin Meisha Lepaskinon, if we, you know, first of all, we don't want every time we quote the Issa of Baltasher to mention the whole Pasuk, it's a long Pasuk. And then many people don't know it by heart, you see. They wouldn't know how to quote it. Some Mele, and just to quote just part of the Pasuk might involve the problem of Kol Psuket Lepaskinesh. So in Mele we say Baltashris, but the love is not Baltashris, the love is Loisashris. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, if somebody is careless and eats macho, chops down a tree. In Chicago many trees are affected with the sickness, so then it's muta to chop it down. But if a tree is not affected with the sickness and the person chop it down, so then he'll be able to love the rice. Not only will he be able to love the rice, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Vov, in Hilchos Melachim, is Chayim Malchus. Chayim Malchus. Then the Rambam says, V'loi Chris HaSeiz Bilvat, V'lo Kol Hefzid Momi, Kreya, Ksusi B'chamosei, Shevi HaKelim B'chamosei, you know, any Hefzid Momi, just a person will throw out through the window, you know, food, from just food. Sometimes you see people, they have a big box with oranges, vegetables, good food. They throw it in the garbage pail. They have so much that they get off their minds. They don't know what to do with it. They don't want to handle it. So they throw it in the garbage pail. If a Jew will do it, even if he's a billionaire, he'll be able to love the rice of Baltashris. He doesn't have any use for it. There are plenty of poor people who could use it. But anyway, so any hefsed moment, even a little bit, without a purpose, maybe they do it for a purpose, I don't know, to prevent insects, I don't know. So then they're not eva. But if they do it without a purpose, so they're eva Baltashris. But if somebody, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, but if somebody is mafsid mamei, he only gets makas malchus, he doesn't get malchus. Malchus he gets only if he tears down and eats mach, a tree. So the Rambam explains it. Why? Because even though Chazal did use from that posse any hefsid mamei, but pashtin in mikro, deals with an eitz, the Torah says, because of mitzvah son. So, ein mikro eitzim nipshute. So, primarily, the love is referenced to nitzmach. But, we darshin, we amal be, other have said him also. That's not ikar isa. So, mele, in respect to the other isurim, that are not implicit in pshutim mikro, it's a lafshe b'chlos. That's what the Rambam says in the mitzvahs. And Lafshe B'chloles is only like another example that the Rambam mentions in our mitzvahs. If somebody eats shrotzim, he's able to have of Baltishaktsu. אל תשקצו את נפשיכם בכל השרץ אשר עץ, ולסיתמו בהם ונטמאי סמבו. Again, here too, the Maragel included in שבאל תשקצו. אל תשקצו נפשיכם. But the Gemara says, Makes, that הולכו ביודיים סועבץ, with dirty hands, he eats food, or dirty food, you know. Dirty food, let's say somebody has just thrown in bread into the garbage pail outside. Then another person sees there is rolls, bread, I mean pieces of meat in the garbage pail. He takes them out and he eats them. So that man who takes them out is he's not even Nisa Gezel because that's Hefke already. But he's even Voltishak. Be a dime service. Rambam mentions it in Machos Asuras. He's even Voltishak. The Rambam in Perek Yudzayim, Luchas Machos Asures, Haloche Choftes, Naloche Lamet. Oschu Chachomim Macholes Umashkin, Shenefesh Rivni Odom Keyemehem, Ki Macholes Umashkin, Shenisarven, Ki Uitseo, Vileich Oschu Chov Chayitzeben, Vichin Oschu Chachomim Lachiv Lishtiz Bikili Matzeim, Shenafchi Shalom Nisenes Mem. Somebody will drink water from a dirty glass. Dirty glass. Is even Baltishak. Kigin klibi sa kise yochli schuchi shal saporin shegirim bemes adam vechayitze behem vichinos hu leachil biyodayim yisov yismizu omeis val gabi kilim luchlochim shekol gvorim eilu bichlal al sisakcu esnafshi seichem veichu machol eseilu makin ise makas malgus but no malgus but if somebody eats hotin ischal malgus so the Rambam Sivamitz says why? Because Pashliko deals with shrotzim, So in other words, but gedayim misovei is any disgusting thing, you know. It's a disgusting thing. So is nichlal nisa, but it's not ikarisa. So it's ilashe b'cholis. So there is no mouth. Anyway, I mentioned it many times, and this is a basic principle. There are many, many such examples where the ikalav is reference to one Isa, but other Isurim are also Nichlo. So Malkes there is only for the Ikalav that is implicit in the traditional Nichlo. And but it's also, I think that this is true of that Rambam too. Because here in Pasuk Yudalet the Torah certainly has reference to Eichel Truma B'Sheir V'Yish Ki Eichel Kedesh B'Shgogo V'Yosaf Chamishos Yolov V'Nosan La'Keyenes HaKedesh. It's La'Keyenes HaKedesh that certainly deals with Truma, not with Tera. Then Pasuk Tesvov V'Yichal Eskotchid Ne'Yisroel Eis Asher Yorimu Ladishem. So the Rambam says, how do we know that the Svov deals with devil? Because, I mean, that's a Tereskiani. That's a Tereskiani. It's not a Rambam Skiddish. Because the Torah says, Asher Yorimu, that they are going to be Mafresh. Trumo is already Mufresh. So obviously, the Pshutish Omikho indicates that he deal, it has reference to Tevel, because Truma Mamesh is not Asher Yorimu L'Hashem. It's already Mufres, Asher Herimu L'Hashem, not Asher Yorimu, future. So the Pshutei Shel Mikro in Mikro Yitzim, the Pshutei, so that means, as far as the Pshutei Shel Mikro is concerned, it is as reference to Tevel. But in view of the fact, in view of the smichus, the pshat in the Gemara in Nida is, the Gemara in Nida applies it to Zar, Sheshoso, and Shesoch, Trumo, because the smichus of Posik Yudalet deals with Trumo, since Posik Tezvov is right immediately after Posik Yudalet, and Posik Yudalet deals with Trumo by Zah, some Mele, it's Nichlal and Nisea, of Lihalu, Ligabi Trumo for his art. But that's not the Ikala. So in Mele, there is no Malkus for it. Because it's Ilashi Bechlos. But the Ikala has reference to Tem. Alright, now the Teisves. The two Teisves, Miskusim Tachten Kelyen, we discussed briefly yesterday, and even though there is a lot to discuss, but that will do in connection with the Gemara Daflam and Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Iker Inyan of Elyin Ishal Zav, not now. Rav Meir. Teime. Die Maschmann muss niesen, die Neskussin ist nach Ressourcen, und als ich Rabon und Rav Meir, die Chayisch und Miute, wie so war die Kussin geräme sein, die die Mucha perischer schon noch gerade alle behei, aber Rabon und Chayisch und Miute, le hat mir das nach Ressourcen, because he goye is not mit Tame benidelus, das ist auch Thomas Nide is applies to Israelis, but not to a goye. Now, here, since the Gemara says it's because Rameh is chayish limute, so the shaila is whether we have to be chayishish that this infant, this little girl, had a menstrual flow. But suppose it is demonstrated that she did have a menstrual flow, then she's a nidag more. So if we say Gerarosin, so she's a goye. A goye, even when she has a menstrual flow, is not mitame binius. Elkab mea de chayish limute. We saw what the kusim gremes say. And then there is another raya that Rameya holds kusim gremes saying in Pirishir Shinogar Dalad Vehei. Aval Rabbon le chayish limute lo yavenides mari soson viloy le Rabbi Yisi. So, Rabbon Lechaish Lemute, so even if we assume, like Rab Meir, in regard to Kusim Gere Emesein, but still we don't have to be Chayshish for a mute. V'loy Rab Yisi, Aval Gav Lechaish Lemute. Rab Yisi happens to agree with Rab Meir in regard to Chayish Lemute. That ignores it. But Rab Yisi holds Kusim Gere Aroyesin, so they are going. בפירי קלמונה, כי בני כסובה כוסים יערו יסיין, כי נמוך רבי מנוחל, פירי קבי ישמואל, דיקאומה, תיימין משל כוסים על שלו לתרחובים. So, now if רבי יסי had held that כוסים יערם יסיין, how could we be tearing from כוסים and from a crop of kusim and a crop of goyim. After all, crop of goyim is potter of Trumas HaMayis, is not chayev in Trumas HaMayis. And the crop of kusim, they are Jews, so they're chayev. They're chayev. So it's minachiyu v'laptur. You cannot be mafrish minachiyu v'laptur. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yisi holds. Kusi Giraro is saying, so it's minaptur v'laptur. Nothing wrong in being mafrish minaptur v'laptur. Begin kusim loy mitam binides. Gem li kaum ni son tam bizeve ven li kom mitam bizeve. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yisi, how viteme vob neis kusim da binides na usosa. So what could we say? Maybe Rabbi Yisi will be chelik on this mission. And Rabbi Yisi will say, there is no din of neis kusim na usosa. But Neiskusin in Arusosan, the Gemara in Shabbos says, is one of the Chesdovo. No one is Chelik and the Chesdovo. And the Gemara in Shabbos points out, we had it in Mikvois, you know, that Chesdovo is true according to Rabbi Yisi too. Oh, we tell you of Neiskusin in Arusosan, have me Chesdovo. ופר כאן נשאר בשמש ולכמן דפורק על חז דובו ומשמעו סלם מלחז דובו לכול העום נגמור אספולת אאוט רבי איסי נגמור אספולת אאוט על רבי איסי ויש למה תאפילו רבון לחי שלמות ואפילו גירה רויסן שבין רבונו נידיס מריסו סון וגוזרו עליהן תומה כדרי של ייתמו בהן כמו שגוזרו על בסי וכחובים נאו את החכומים הוא הגזר אפי בס נוחיס הבס נוחיס כשבוסרו על that they are mitamei tumas nide if she is basgimul shono v'imecho, but only if she basgimul shono v'imecho, but before that not mashein kein by kusin, even though they are going, but since Jews do not keep aloof from the kusin the way they keep aloof from other goyim, so mele the chachomim mu amo mach shliit meit mishikol rabat kachom im teina mai meikali ki rab meia mishim lecha ish limute leik me ki kula alme mishim timua uai chai ish limute mishim timua di rab meia nami ish li taim li timua doma ufrit alad vehei knose di konitz rab meia bimu amenik shliit mu ve because alochi is שיר של ישראל שנוגח שיר של עקום יספוטר ושל עקום שנוגח של ישראל בינתם במועד משל מלא שרואים that is all sick nas the Gemara says because ראש של הקימו שבע מסלניח עומד והיית ממנו so it's a special knas but that knas applies to עקום but כוסי רמיה הולס כוסי גירי MSN, so that Jews, some male, it should be Sheer Shal Yisroel Shanagash Shal Kusi Yisrael, Tam Chot Nezek, and Mued Nezek Sholem, and Shal Kusi Shal Yisroel also, Tam Chot Nezek, and Mued Nezek Sholem. Still, Rabmeya says that Sheer Shal Yisroel Shanagash Shal Kusi Yisprotea, Vishal Kusi Shanagash Shal Yisroel, and Tam Mued Nezek Sholem. Why is the question? But Rabmeya holds Kusi Yisrael is a Jew. So the Gemara says in the Chalamet, but he has a special knas. In view of the fact that the whole aloche vis-a-vis Akum is a knas. It doesn't apply to egotation. So the mele...
The answer to the goyim, who put a knas on goyim?
Only the goyim who are not... who are not mikayim zayim zilneiach. So the aloha is the Rav Amiri says by the Gateshov so we